Each year, there are millions of air passenger journeys to and from Northern Ireland. The majority of trips are hassle-free, but we all know when things go wrong, it can ruin a family holiday or business trip. All passengers have rights if their flight is delayed or cancelled, or if they require special assistance when travelling because of a disability or reduced mobility. Here's the Consumer Council's guide to your rights when travelling by air. When it comes to air travel, by law, your airline must inform you of your rights if your flight is delayed or cancelled, or if you are denied boarding because the flight is overbooked. If your flight is delayed by 2 hours or more for a short-haul flight, such as Belfast to London, by 3 hours or more for a mid-haul flight, for example, Belfast to Faro, or by 4 hours or more for a long-haul flight, which would be Belfast to New York, you're entitled to free meals, refreshments, and telephone calls or emails, plus hotel accommodation if you have to wait overnight. If you are delayed by more than 5 hours, you're entitled to a refund if you decide not to continue your journey. If your flight is cancelled, your airline must offer you a choice between a full refund or an alternative flight, plus free meals, hotel accommodation if you have to wait overnight, and telephone calls or emails while you wait. You may also be entitled to compensation if your flight was delayed or cancelled. The amount depends on the length of your flight and the impact on reaching your destination airport. However, if the reason for the delay or cancellation is beyond the control of the airline, you will not be entitled to compensation. If you're denied boarding because the airline has overbooked the flight, you're entitled to immediate compensation. The level of compensation will vary depending on the distance of the flight. You're also entitled to a choice between a refund or alternative travel arrangements. All airports and airlines in the European Union are required to provide assistance to passengers with a disability or reduced mobility. You're entitled to assistance at all stages of your journey, from the arrival at the airport until you leave your destination airport. Before you fly, if you require special assistance, you need to request this at least 48 hours before travelling to guarantee it is provided. It's normally easiest to do this when booking. If you're travelling with liquid medication or medical equipment in your hand luggage, make sure you have a doctor's letter confirming you need this. Passengers with a disability or reduced mobility are often called to board the plane first. On board the plane, the airline is required to provide you with assistance such as appropriate seating or help storing your bags in overhead lockers. When you reach your destination airport, staff should be there to assist you to reclaim your baggage and through the airport to a designated point, which may be the airport car park, train or bus station within the airport, or onto a connecting flight. Whilst EU legislation provides for the protection of many rights when travelling, anyone heading off on holiday should ensure they have adequate travel insurance to meet their needs. More information on your rights and responsibilities when travelling by air is available in a number of our publications, such as Claim Facts and Access to Air Travel. To find out more, call the Consumer Council on 0800 121 6022 or visit our website consumercouncil.org.uk.